welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Hawaii Crusaders. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Tom Rackers of the News Tribune, and before Tom and I start to dice things up this week, let's listen to a little bit of Tom's conversation with Hawaii's head coach, Chris Henches.
Well, Chris, a quick look back at the Hannibal game last week. I thought offensively, defensively, special teams, all three phases were really good all night.
Yeah, I thought, you know, that's kind of a reflection of what kind of camp we had. You know, I was telling people I thought we had a really good camp. I thought the kids were focused. I thought they worked hard. You know, coaches, you know, really instructed well. I thought we had a great game plan on both sides of the ball. I thought special teams were ready. And, you know, we went on the road and, you know, played a state finalist team with one of the best athletes in the state. And we were able to kind of bottle him up and impose our will and, you know, really control the ball offensively, shut him down defensively, you know, and end up coming up with a 10-point win. So, you know, we're extremely happy and, you know, we got to build on that.
Is it good to play somebody tough like that the first week, do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I think it exposes weaknesses and it gives you more to work on. You know, when you play a very non-competitive game in week one and, you know, you beat them 50-0, you know, and you got your starters on the bench midway through the third quarter, it's great to get your young kids in, but I don't think you really learn what kind of football team you are. I think when you challenge yourself and have a tough first game, and that's why I love that Hannibal game in that first spot. I think it's been a time-tested rivalry, tough opponent, and I think it helps kind of for the team throughout summer camp. It gives us kind of something to kind of put our laser focus on too, yeah. You know, and work through it. And we made reference, and it's no secret, we made reference to what happened last year quite a bit,
yeah,
throughout the summer camp and throughout the fall camp. And so the kids were locked in and ready to go.
This week, you get to start the CMAC action. So it's another chance to get focused on what is kind of a pivotal game.
It is. Every CMAC game is pivotal. I mean, we kind of told the boys tonight, you know, you guys are 12-0, 2 years we have not lost in a conference. We want to keep that conference streak going, and this is our first conference game. You know, so be focused and be ready to go. Hickman's always been a very physical football team. We're going to have to match that physicality, keep our poise, and go up and execute our game plan.
You know, Hannibal lost the opener 28-0 to North Kansas City, but North Kansas City has got some good players on
it. Yeah.
Just don't let that fool you. And from just from what I've heard, Hickman kind of made a few mistakes, and that probably cost him some points.
Yeah, I mean, Hickman's a talented football team. They always are a talented football team. Like you said, North Kansas City has three Division I kids playing on their defensive line, and they would shut down a lot of offenses across the state. So, you know, that their scheme, their defensive scheme is difficult. And I think it's going to challenge our offense. And offensively, they have athletes that they can get the football to. And that's always scary when you have speed that they can get the ball to. And, you know, one misstep or one missed tackle or one missed blown assignment, and you're giving up 6 points. So, you know, we're going to have to play good team hustle defense, you know, swarm to the football like we did last week. And offensively, we're going to have to be patient like we were last week. And that's one of the things I kind of loved about our second half. You know, we just kind of took a deep breath and said, all right, what can we do to get that 4, 5, 6 yard gain? And we just kind of methodically did that in the second half. And I think this week's game is going to be very similar to that.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that was Hawaii's head coach, Chris Henches. And Tom, I guess the first question is just, surprised at all about how last week went? Or was that a game where you kind of maybe played out and you weren't surprised about much?
I was a little surprised.
Okay.
Because, you know, one, it's the first game of the year. You don't know.
Sure.
And two, you can practice and have the jamboree, and nobody does anything in the jamboree. They just go out there and sort of, you know, bang into each other. So you don't really learn a whole lot there either.
Right, right.
So it's you never know. And then you get to where, you know, Hannibal was the state runner-up last year, brought back Aeneas Williams, who, frankly, is rated right now by some services the number one all-purpose back in his class in the country.
Right.
So, you know, he's only a junior. You know, this week, added to his offers pile, got one from Georgia, so he's, you know, he's going to have his pick of where he wants to go.
Exactly.
You know, and you get a player like that, you you just don't know. And then you think back to last year when Hannibal came down here and took it to them in the first game of the year, you know, 54-20. What had changed?
Right.
You know, the Hannibal did lose some seniors. But,
sure.
You know, they were still bringing back talent, Williams included. And you just, at that point, I didn't know what to think.
Right.
But you get up in the end, the game starts, and Hawaii scores first, and kind of, you know, the momentum on their side.
Sure.
And then gets a big touchdown late in the first half to kind of settle things down and give them a lead at halftime. They regroup at halftime, you know, get some blues in them, and then come out and really dominate the second half. That the second half, especially offensively, you know, they had drives, 13, 14 plays.
Right.
And Hannibal only ran three plays from scrimmage in the entire 12 minutes of the third quarter.
Sure.
So, you know, keep the ball away from their potent offense.
Right.
Maintain the ball.
Yeah.
You know, we talked all year, you know, like 3 weeks ago.
Right.
But, you know, we talked about how their offensive line is going to be the key.
Yeah.
Well, they stood up in those last two quarters and just dominated. And that really, I think, bodes well for the rest of the year.
Absolutely. You know, and it sounds simplistic and it sounds real basic, but it does bear repeating it sometimes that, yes, as great as some one player can be, in football especially, you've got, you know, 11 guys to try to handle that one person. So, it's you can game plan for one person. It's just when you get into they've got two superstars or three superstars or whatever, it starts to get harder. So, you can still do that, and that takes nothing away from him. So, you could just go, hey, you know what? We got them today. We'll take it, and we'll move on.
Yeah. You know, a couple things. One, the fullback ran for like 150.
Right.
So I mean, they got their yards.
Sure.
But the idea was not to let Aeneas beat them.
Right.
You know, and they had scouted. I hate to think how many game tapes they'd watched. They figured out tendencies. You know, I don't know that every team can do this, but they put, especially, you know, with the first game, they had a lot of time to go and game plan this
right.
thing out.
Right.
And you know, they held him to 57 yards rushing and I think maybe 44 yards in reception. So around 100 yards total offense, you will take that any time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want to downplay how well the defense – I don't want to downplay how well the defense played because they really did play well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we switch gears now and get ready for week two. You're playing at Hickman. It's another road game. It's a little bit shorter road game. So luckily for Tom, it's not another trip to Hannibal. A little bit different story, I think. Now we got to get you're gonna have to. This is gonna test your focus, I think, only because from a standpoint of you look at week one for Hickman and they lose 28-0 to North Kansas City. You look at it and go, this is probably a down year for Hickman just based on the one result. Who knows?
Yeah.
Things can change, but it's not the sort of thing where you look at it and go, okay, gosh, we're going to have to get real up for this game. So then again, the tendency becomes don't relax too much and keep the kids focused. We've talked about this in the past. Hawaii always does a great job of getting the kids ready for no matter who it is. But this is definitely a step down in terms of the intensity factor that you're going to feel walking into this game.
Well, yeah, except, you know, strange enough, you and I kind of think alike. And I asked Chris that very question.
Yep.
I said, you know, are you kind of concerned about focus this week? Because, you know, Hannibal is always a big game for you. You get a big win on the road, and now you've got Hickman. Nothing against Hickman, but, you know, Hannibal is Hannibal, and Hickman's Hickman. But he said, look, we're 12-0 all time in the CMAC,
okay.
Central Missouri Activities Conference.
Sure.
We don't want to lose a game. We want that streak to go on as long as possible.
Yeah.
And so, like here, hey, you know, we're the two-time defending conference champion, undefeated both years. We want to maintain that this year
sure. And
get the kids. Look, this is a game you don't want to overlook anybody.
Right.
So I think, you know, I talked to him. He thinks the kids are fine. He thinks they've got them properly, you know, focused on what the task at hand, and that this week is beating Hickman.
Yeah. You know, we talked a little bit about what they did well last week. Was there anything that you looked at and went, hey, this is something that, as well as that went, and then you do get the results you want, was there anything that you looked at that stood out that you said, this should have been or could be better?
I thought about it in the couple of days, you know, getting up to when I was talking to Chris, and honestly, you know, I think in part of the interview that I think you're going to play, that got played earlier, I said, offense played well. The defense played well. Special teams played well. You took care of all three phases. You
sure.
know, special teams, something we haven't talked about yet, but, you know, make all four extra points, kick a field goal. The kickoff team was good. You had a 90-plus-yard return on a kickoff. The the kickoffs on, we'll call it defense, were strong all night. It was something that, looking back on it, I think, you know, if we look back maybe 7-8 weeks from now, we're going to say, wait a minute, that was a sign that they can put it all together on a night and beat a pretty good team.
Sure. Speaking of the kicker, by the way, we talked about it a little bit in our preseason, you know, leading up to week one. We weren't sure. Maybe we'll see another Calvaruso kicking. We sure did see a Calvaruso kicking again, didn't we?
We did. Made his extra points, kicked a big 34-yard field goal there with about a minute and a half left that kind of gave him the 10-point lead and made it, you know, that last part of the game a little easier on everybody's
sure.
nerves
yeah.
on the Hawaii side. And, again, you know, they take a lot of pride in special teams. They know how important they are in Hawaii's.
Yeah.
And so they put the work in, I don't know, as much or more as anybody probably at the high school level.
Sure.
And it really paid off the other night.
So, again, I think we're both kind of leaning towards this being a Hawaii's victory week. But if for some reason they find themselves in a dogfight, or if for some reason it's in doubt coming down the stretch, what would it be maybe that you would think about Hickman that would be at the point where they might put themselves in position to make this game a little scary for Hawaii's?
Hawaii's turns the ball over multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, they turned it over a couple times the other day. Keep saying the other day. It was last Friday.
And days fly by, Tom.
They do. These early morning podcasts are fun, aren't they, Tony? But turnovers, penalties, and, you know, frankly, get involved in extracurricular stuff on the field that they don't need to get into on the game.
Sure.
You know, just maintain your poise on the field. I think those would be the only kind of things that might prove to maybe cost them this game.
Sure.
I don't know.
Okay. So I guess that just naturally leads into the prediction point of the podcast, although I guess I should ask first before we get to that point. How did everything go last week in terms of everybody emerge unscathed, or how are we sitting on the injury front?
They, I think in practice this week, starting center Aiden Mertens has a little bit of an injury. He's probably going to miss a week or two, you know, and so they're going to, I think Mason Cleethomer is probably going to get started center tonight for Hawaii's, but you know, he was in competition during the preseason,
okay.
You know, and they said it was, you know, kind of a game week decision, but who was going to start anyway? You know, and Alex Cook is back this week. He'll take his spot at guard and also was part of the rotation on the defensive line. So if nothing else, they're getting healthier on both sides there, too.
Okay.
Getting deeper there, not healthy necessarily, but deeper there. But other than that, I think everybody's ready to go.
Okay. All right, then. Just put your feet to the fire and say, how do you see this one playing out tonight?
I'm saying Hawaii's 35-7.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Tom Rackers, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune. And get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Tom Rackers on Twitter at TJRackers. Thanks for listening.